Good morning. It is truly a joy to be here with all of you guys, and we praise God that our family could be here and overcoming challenges, right? Isn't that what it's all about? Praise God to be in Christ. Isn't it exciting to be in Christ? What a privilege and honor it is to be able to come together and partake of the Lord's Supper. You know, far greater than the Avengers. You know, being in Christ, there is no comparison what we have been blessed with. The privilege and honor to be part of the kingdom of God. To be part of His family. You know, it has been a fantastic camp. It has been a joy. Mike, you did a great lesson. Where is he? Fantastic. I got to listen to that again, you know, as a family. We loved it. Thank you. All of you guys. Mike, all of you guys did a great job. We're going to take some of those insights and great things that you shared back to India with us. Thank you so much for all your hard work, Kirk and the family and everyone. We appreciate. We appreciate you guys. Thank you for the encouragement, inviting us to come all the way from India. It was a big trip, but we praise God that the Lord opened those doors. Turn with me this morning to 1 Peter. 1 Peter, verse 3. Verse 3 to verse 9 reads, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His great mercy has caused us to be," what? "Born again." New life. New beginning. New creations in Christ. According to His great mercy is not something that we deserve. You and I, we don't deserve that. But because of His great mercy, He has allowed us to be born again. To a what? Living hope. Living hope. That's right, Jim. Living hope. We don't have a dead hope like the religions of the world. You know, we have a living hope through the resurrection of our Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable. Imperishable, undefiled, and will not fade away. The things of this earth, will it fade away? Yeah. Yeah, everything. Everything on this earth will fade away. You know. But the things, you know, our inheritance that God has given to us is imperishable, undefiled, will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. You know, the scripture says in Ephesians chapter 1, Ephesians, if you turn quickly, go back. Ephesians 1, verse 13 says there, "In Him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in Him with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is given as a pledge of the inheritance." The Holy Spirit that we have been given. Our sins, Christianity is not just about washing our sins away. It is about having His Spirit. The fullness of the deity has come to dwell in us. That is the greatest treasure on the face of the earth. You know, people in Africa and India, they're looking for diamonds and they're looking for gold and they're looking for, you know, black gold, which is, you know, oil, you know, Williston. You guys got oil here? A little bit, right? So Williston guys, you guys know about oil, and those guys in Texas and in Saudi Arabia. Flew through Saudi Arabia and you can see some of that oil money out there. So, but the greatest treasure has been given to us. That's the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. Is that something to get excited about? Yes! Yes! Today is a great day. Whatever is happening in the entire world, it does not compare with what God has given to each and every one of us, guys. Don't get distracted. Don't chase rabbits. We are richly blessed in Christ. Today is truly a great day. And we have His Spirit to overwhelmingly conquer anything that comes our way. We can be the parents that God has ordained us to be. Because of what God has, He has shown us the way, right? He has given us His Word. There is nothing we lack today. There is nothing. It says there, you know, going back to 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse, you know, if the indwelling presence is the You know, that's the pledge, the deposit. Another word in the Greek there is a deposit. The Holy Spirit is the deposit. What's going to be our inheritance? Christ in you? That's great, but what's going to be our inheritance? It's going to be greater, greater intimacy, right? In Christ. This is fantastic. I am grateful for the knowledge of the truth, the things that Brother Jay has brought to our attention about worshiping the Lord in spirit and truth. Has that revolutionized your lives? It has personally helped me. You know, I constantly ask, okay, I'm preaching this stuff and throughout Asia and sharing this. Okay, that's all good, fine and dandy, but how's it changing my life? You know, this truth, this wonderful truth that we are in His presence. And in His presence, there is what, Brother Bill? Fullness of joy. Fullness of joy. Fullness of joy. That's where we are. And this moment. See, when you turn to Matthew chapter 28, Matthew chapter 27, great passage of scripture there. Matthew 27, let's see, about the veil. Where is that? Verse 44, the robbers, lost my place here. The veil being torn apart. We see the 51. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. Okay. Let's go. And Jesus cried out with a loud voice and yielded up His spirit. And behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook and the rocks were split. The veil from the Holy of Holies, the holy place and the Holy of Holies. You know, there was a separation. We see in the Old Testament. But in Christ, when we come, that veil in the Old Testament was about 60 feet high and 30 feet in width and 4 inches in thickness. That thing was torn. Can anybody tear that up? Can you do with that? Can you tear that veil with your hand? Can you do it, Phil? Big muscles, no? Can you do it? Dan, how about you? No. But that thing was torn top to bottom. What is that telling us? There is no more separation. We are all in the presence of the Lord. The Holy of Holies and the holy place and all those separations. The court of the Gentiles, the court of the woman and the court of the men and, you know, the priest and all that stuff. The separation, separation, separation. There is no more separation in Christ. That is wonderful. We are in the presence of the Lord Almighty. And as we partake of the Lord's Supper, we should never become redundant. Okay, here we go again. We did it last week. Okay, here this guy's going to go and share some things. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, time to take a nap. No! This is epic. This is the greatest reminder to us of who we are, whose we are, and where we are. We are seated with the Lord Almighty. We are in His presence. We're the most blessed of all people on the face of the earth. Yeah, there's pandemic and there's, you know, we got quarantine and we got all this stuff that's going on in this world. That is nothing in comparison with what we have been blessed with and the privilege and honor to be His sons and daughters and to partake of this meal together. You know, the scripture goes on, you know, it goes on verse 5, who are protected by the power of God through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly what? No, my life is, oh brother, you don't understand my life. It is, oh, I got so much stress. No, guys, we got to get our face into the Word and turn off Netflix and Amazon Prime and Disney, all the other mumbo jumbo garbage out there. You know, get into the Word. The Word is fun. It's being in Christ is exciting. It is full of joy. It is an adventure. It is an adventure. Oh, helping people, you know, sharing the gospel and seeing their lives going from darkness to light. Is there anything greater than that in the face, on the world, in this world? Tim, can you think of anything else? No, it's beautiful. It's beautiful seeing individuals' lives transforming. You know, and that we are God's emissaries to the world. And that is the privilege that God has given to us. To verse 5, who are protected by the power of God through faith for salvation ready to be revealed. The last time, in this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, if you have been distressed by various trials. Anybody going through some trials here? I think we're all going through various trials. In that, what does it say? We can rejoice so that the proof of your faith being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in the praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And though you have not seen Him, you love Him. You love Him, and though you do not see Him now, but believe in Him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your soul. So what is this life and all the things we're going through? What is it for? The testing of your faith, the faith of Christ. Amen. You know, we're proving, we're on display each and every day, each and every single one of us. You know, it's the outcome by us pushing through our challenges, our difficulties. I know many of you had challenges to get up here, right? Coming up here, organizing this camp. We heard there's going to be a lot of rain. You know, we're in India and we're like, there's going to be lots and it's going to be raining. Okay, kids, we got to find some snow boots and, you know, or rain boots or whatever boots we can get, you know. So there's, it's such a great joy to push through the physical barriers that Satan puts our way so that we can, so our faith, it said, obtaining as the outcome of our faith, of your faith, the salvation of our souls. We've been hearing a lot about the, training up our children. Everything that we do, assembling together, partaking the Lord's Supper, is setting the stage for our children and our grandchildren. Showing what is really important. We can be fishing, we can be hunting, we can be doing all types of things right now. But we're sharing, this is very important. We're sitting, you know, with great joy, you know. You know, we get excited about going on a hunting trip or a fishing trip. How much more joy should we have in assembling together with the saints, partaking of the Lord's Supper together as a family? That should be the greatest event of the week. You know, the spiritual charging, you know, being spiritually charged up to take on this coming week with the right mindset. Isn't that great? Praise God. Praise God. We don't do it once a year. You know, like the Jews, you know, it's like, it's not a Passover fest. We do it every week. I'm excited about that. We were excited to be able to come to family camp, see all of you guys from Missoula and Great Falls and, you know, Williston and from Billings. And it's exciting. Wow. And Bozeman. It's such a wonderful blessing that God has put this together so that we can come together and partake of the Lord's Supper. Go with me to last verse. Luke chapter 23. Luke chapter 23. Luke. Jesus is on the cross. Let's go to verse 39. Luke 23:39. One of the criminals who were hanged there was hurling abuse at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other answered and rebuked him, saying, "Do you not even fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed are suffering justly, for we are receiving what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Verse 42, and he was saying, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he said to him, "Truly I say to you," Jesus says to him, you know, what does Jesus say to this guy, this thief? You know, "Truly I say to you, today you shall be with me in paradise." Wow. He's suffering with Jesus. He's a bad guy. He's a thief. He's hanging there. But Jesus offers him salvation. He forgives him of his sins. He offers him to be with him in glory. Wow. Is that exciting? He's suffering there and he's just in incredible pain. But as Steve Doty says, he has transcending faith. He rises above his physical challenges and difficulties and sees who Jesus is and go, you know, that's amazing. You know, sometimes we have a headache and we're like, oh man, I can't read the Bible. I can't come to assembly. I got a backache. Oh, I'll just, you know, no, that's not for me. I'm going to take a break from that. You know. This guy is hanging there and he realizes who Jesus is and he makes, you know, remember me when you come into his disciples didn't realize who Jesus was. You know, the disciples, they didn't know. I was like, you're going to establish the kingdom? You know, is this the time? You know, in Acts chapter 1, you can see that there's, you know, but this guy is exciting. You know, it's a great example to us. How do we, you know, when we go through our challenges and difficulties, the circumstances in our life, what's our mindset? Do we give in to the world pressure or do we still see Jesus in glory reigning on his throne? You know, do we see that? That's what the scripture says. This Lord's Supper is a great reminder to us of who we are in Christ, guys. And the power that God has given to us to be world changers. Today is a great day. We're no longer in bondage. You know, the world wants to keep all of us in bondage, right? But we who are in Christ, we have been set free. We have been set free. Set free to do our own thing? No, to live for the Lord. This is a great reminder every week. It reminds me and my family what our purpose is. It's to seek and save the lost. Wherever we are, we can be, you know, right here. Or we could be in India or in Africa or wherever we go in the world, it is still, the mission is the same. Whatever happens in the world, it is to keep pressing forward with the gospel of glory to the ends of the earth. Today's a great day and what a privilege to partake of the Lord's Supper together as one family. Amen.